Chapter 1, Step Number 1, Embrace Your Child's Willfulness. There's no way to have a discussion about discipline without first discussing the matter of a child's willfulness. This is because many people feel that a child's willfulness is at the heart of a child's misbehavior. Recently, I went to pick up my granddaughter from school. While I was waiting, I talked with a young mother who had come to pick up her son. During the conversation, she shared with me that the teacher had called her son willful. The mother was devastated. The word willful conjured up for her images of temper tantrums, breaking lamps, sneaking out of the house, and a future of detentions in juvenile delinquent centers. It is important to know that willful does not mean bad. The human will is potentially one of the most dynamic forces in us. From a biological perspective, it motivates human beings to survive, grow, and accomplish. The human will is like an inner tube filled with air. It is possible to hold it underwater for a time, but eventually the tube is bound to resurface. In the same way, a person's will can be suppressed for a time. However, unless it is entirely beaten down, it too is bound to resurface. Unfortunately, when a person's will is suppressed, it often resurfaces in subversive, socially unacceptable ways. Our responsibility as parents is not to break a child's will, but to help our children find ways to use their will to accomplish positive things. If you understand and respect your child's willfulness, you can use positive discipline to channel his or her will into building self-esteem and becoming a productive human being. So in the end, my advice to the mother who approached me outside of my granddaughter's classroom was that she does her best to embrace her son's willfulness and channel it in a positive way rather than trying to stifle it.